This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spent with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. You know, I deal with a lot. I mean, some of these stories I know you guys don't believe, but go look them up, right? I mean, seriously. You know, right now we're going to do a story in a few minutes about Dems that only believe that that true tolerance comes with getting rid of Republicans. Now, how is that tolerance? Right? I'm just saying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got sausage fingers. So when I type something to somebody, when I'm responding to somebody, it's bad, man. It's really bad. So don't take it personal if you read something that you don't think I should have written or didn't write or whatever. I'm sure you'll get over it too. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And truly just being involved, just being engaged, just making sure that you got the facts. Like, some of you guys make me nuts when you get on Facebook, you get to these places, and you start, you know, fighting for us. And I get it. I appreciate your being zealous over the whole thing. But please, get the information. Because you make it tough for the rest of us. You know, for the ones that are willing to fight on a daily basis about your cause. It's very hard for us to do that when you're out there spewing crazy stuff, and we have to come in behind you and clean it up. Very tough. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But here's one that ought to really get you crazy. The liberals have believed that tolerance requires Republicans to be banned. And you're saying, from what? From everything. That's really the way it works for them. There's no give and take. There's no, you know, let's work together on this. They're really not interested in any of that. Let's just be honest about it. Now, you know, the liberals calling for tolerance. We all need to get along, and we all need to be, you know, we're all part of the same family, the same human race. Well, except you Republicans. That's what I keep saying about some of this other stuff. They don't want equality. They want control. Let's just be honest about it. The calls liberals make for tolerance and nonpartisan solutions to problems. Well, to them, nonpartisan, frankly, is their solution. As long as it's theirs, it came out of their mind, came out from between their two ears, they're fine with it. So, they want to, as far as they're concerned now, these problems are caused by Republicans, and the only way you're going to get tolerance, because a lot of Republicans, especially Christian Republicans, right, you're staunch in your belief system. You're staunch in what you believe to be true. They want to ban Republicans as too deplorable for political society. Is, you know, this is the way to do it now. This is the only way to do it. Right? Take CrowdPack, for instance, a Silicon Valley technology company that was founded in 2013. It was to help more people participate in political processes, voters and donors and candidates and all of that. It promised to give candidates a platform to raise money through grassroots appeals, promoted itself as a nonpartisan. So right away, when you don't know who owns the company, they promote themselves as nonpartisan, you need to take 10 steps backwards. They also said that they were open to people of varying ideologies. They said they would offer candidates who don't have access to large PACs, to corporate money, a chance to bootstrap their efforts. How quickly we forget. Now the site's banning Republican candidates as part of its stand against President Trump. Last week, the company announced that the co-founder, Steve Hilton, a contrarian populist who was the political strategist for the former British Prime Minister David Cameron, was stepping down as CEO, and Jesse Thompson, CrowdPack's new acting CEO, announced that the Hilton's praise of President Trump on his new Fox News show had created unnecessary drag for many of our users. Why? It's a platform. What do you care who believes what, where, and how? It was supposed to see. Why is the left so afraid? And it's fear. It's the only reason. They're not standing up for your rights. It's fear. Why is the left so afraid of free speech? Why is the left so afraid? Look at abortions are coming down. I don't know if you guys know this. They're not where they need to be, which is pretty much zero. But they're falling. One of the reasons they're falling, one of the reasons that this has become such a big deal and they're falling is because of the technology that they love so much to use. When you can actually see an abortion being performed through a sonogram and then on your iPad, it brings the reality home big time. So there's a clip. I got to go find a clip and put it up on a website or Facebook page where you see a couple of people out on college campuses, and they're asking the girls, you know, how do you feel about abortion? Are you for, oh, yeah, I'm pro-choice, 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 right? Except for the baby, but that's an old one. So you go in there, and yes, it's they're pro-choice, and they love it, and all the, well, can I show you a 2.5-minute video, 3-minute video? Can you stare at the screen for 3 minutes? And they always say yes. Very few of them have said no. And they show them a picture of an abortion being performed. And they see the arms and the legs and the toes and the nose and the mouth. You can always ask them afterward, how do you feel about it now? And pretty much, with the exception of one that I saw that day, every one of them said, I need to rethink my position. They had an honest reaction. And that's what the left is afraid of. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
If one of you writes that I need to play more contemporary music, there's a bunch of you out there with a big smile on your face right now. Right? So it's not a big deal. Get over yourselves, get over me, get over the music, and listen to the content. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, and thank you so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, and you spend the time that you need to spend with us. So, if you head up to the website, realsci.com, give me your email address. If you pummel me in my email with email addresses, I never get to them. Not that I ignore you, but I just don't get to them. if you go to the website, top right-hand corner, it says sign up for the newsletter. Just sign up there, and you can be part of the party, too. So we were talking about how the liberals believe that getting the true tolerance requires that we get rid of Republicans, which is my proof that these people believe that they are right about everything. I mean, they call us fascists, yet who's telling who how to live their lives? Right? They call us haters, but really, who's always down on who? Who's always going out of their way to get in my way to stop me from doing what I have a right to do? It ain't none of the Republicans. So, now with this thing called CrowdPAC, which is supposed to be a way for you to run your campaign, it was going to be open to everybody, people on all sides of the aisle, and it was a way for you to get voters and donors and money and even volunteers to a degree. But that's all gone now. Because if you stand up for Donald Trump at all, then you're a bad, nasty, hateful person, and you have no right to pull money together. So the 60-some-odd million that voted for Donald Trump apparently had no right to pull money together. They have no right whatsoever to be part of the team. I'm just saying. And right? They pushed out co-founder Steve Hilton. Steve was a good guy. And they bring in some other guy who says right away, Jesse Thomas, by the way, they bring him in, who immediately says, that's it, we're done with Republicans. So it's really not an open platform. It's really not open to everybody, which is my concern with some of these other platforms that you guys are running to from Facebook. Would you please do your homework first? You run to these other programs, you run to these other places, and either they run out of money, you find out they're not who they say they are, and you're right back in the same, you know, the old saying, what is it, they jump from the fire into the frying pan, or back, what is it, frying pan into the fire? Yeah, that same thing. There's another one for your book. So, right now, if you don't have a liberal worldview, then you can't come to CrowdPAC. Isn't that nice? Isn't that perfect? And if you want to go raise money somewhere, it's almost impossible to do it anywhere if you're a conservative. That's what I've always said to you guys. You know, we don't support each other. We don't jump on these things that support each other. Somebody should be able to open some kind of conservative crowdfunding, have it there for conservative reasons. And you should be able to donate there, and you shouldn't have to worry about them sending your money back to the donors. For his part, Hilton said that parting of the ways was mutual and that he wished his former colleagues of CrowdPAC well, but he told the Washington Post that his dream of energizing politics on a nonpartisan basis had clearly been flawed. Wasn't flawed by the right, though. Wasn't poo-pooed by the right. Immigration had become a toxic source of conflict within the company. Hilton said that the immigration was one of the issues that the left has become increasingly dogmatic about, and any position sort of supporting open borders is described as racist, which is nonsensical. Steve says, I'm an immigrant. My family are immigrants, sometimes twice over. What's really funny is that even people who came here legally, even immigrants that are here, even some that are here illegally will say they know what they did was wrong, they know they need to make it right. And yes, even they want borders, they want rules, they want laws. So CrowdPAC said this week it's suspending all GOP campaigns from its platform as it waits to adopt a new business model. And they do say they value diversity. I'm sorry. Frank DeMartini, who you've heard on this show a couple times now, he's challenging Maxine Waters. He was also outraged about this. He said that the Crown Pack is attacking the very democracy they're claiming to protect. Not anymore, though. They've openly said they don't anymore. And it's a disease that will continue to spread until the left learns the importance of our First Amendment. Well, they do know the importance of the First Amendment. They know it so well that they're afraid of it. They know it so well that they know what it'll do to them if they allow it to get stronger, which is why they're trying to kill it on a regular basis. And they start on college campuses, which, again, is our fault. Our problem, our fault, our headache. We should jump on it. We should do something about it. But you won't. I'm not trying to be mean. Just trying to be honest. Many of you won't do anything about it. If your educators get the certificates you need to move over to the college side, teach there with conservative values, that's why we're losing it. They get into college and they get berated, they get beat up, they get browbeat, they get bullied, their favorite word, in believing that liberalism is the only ism that counts. Other political observers believe that there's something more at work here than just hatred of Donald Trump. He says he believes that the company was under a lot of pressure from top donors and political players, especially in California, to toe the liberal line or else. According to one former Democratic strategist, he noted that California State Senator Henry Stern, a leading Democrat, had publicly called for boycott of the company. And former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has suspended his account in his race for governor. So, you know, they make money off this money. You have to understand that. So why? Why would you trust a company? Well, I guess we didn't know. I mean, to be honest about it, I guess we really didn't know. There was no way for us to have a clue. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Remember, during the break, you can do a couple of things. You can head over to the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to be. And you can sign up for the newsletter. Seriously, take a minute. Get involved. Get engaged. I'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. That's a theme song they play in the halls of Congress. Seriously, Frankenstein. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the, as we say on the East, being part of the action over here. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. My dad wants to do a show with me. I'm not so sure that's the smartest thing to do.
Everybody wants to do a show with you.
What's that?
Everybody wants
to. Yeah, well, some of them, it would not be the smartest thing to do. It would not be good. Probably be the last show I ever did. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Look, I love this. I love how the loons in California, they really need to have their own state. We really need to build, you know what, I don't know, a 60, 80, 100-foot wall along the border, north, south, and you know, and to the west there, I mean to the east. And let them have their own perceived utopia. I'm good with that. I think that's a wonderful thing for them. They can pass the laws they want to pass. They don't have to adhere to the laws they don't want to adhere to. I just think it's hilarious. And then some of you people, I get the biggest kick out of, too. I get the biggest kick out of some of you people that, God, they don't want to quote Scripture, but they want to quote Jesus. They want to talk about what Jesus would or wouldn't do, who he would feed, who he wouldn't feed, who he would take care of, who he wouldn't take care of. And I have to laugh. Because most of these guys couldn't find a Bible. If they were hit by it, they wouldn't know that's what hit them. And all of you out there, too, that want to tell me or tell people who actually have read and studied and not personally interpreted the Bible, but you want to tell me what the Bible means, what Jesus would do, please don't forget to include when he ripped up the temple, the merchant area, and it wasn't because they were selling. It was because they were being dishonest. And they were selling blemished goods, as good and proper stuff. See, God wanted, they were selling the lambs for sacrifice that were blemished, and God wanted you to have the pain of giving up one of your lambs, one of your prized possessions. But that's beside the point. You know, all the other stuff that was going on there. He called the Pharisees, you know, we get so mad. You guys on the left are hilarious, especially you Christians. We shouldn't be calling each other names. We shouldn't be, well, Jesus called the Pharisees and Sadducees what? Didn't he have all kinds of choice names for them? Hypocrites? Vipers? Think about what that was for the day. But no. We got to be, you guys have painted, some of you guys have painted Jesus as this pasty, white, saintly guy that never did anything wrong. Like he was never a kid. I mean, can you imagine Jesus running around the streets as a kid? I don't know if they had balls back then or what, how they did things. But are you really willing to tell me? I know there's a bunch of you hardcore right-wing Christians that have fallen over. But do you really want to tell me that he wasn't the average little kid? Because I don't buy that for a second. I think that Jesus was a very normal little boy. You know, I'd say kicking balls through windows, but I know they didn't have windows back then. So, you know what I'm saying? But, and then some of you, though, who only can find Jesus' name when you want to come against a guy like me, or you want to try to make other Christians feel bad. Because I go down a list where Jesus would allow people, hey, you want to go hungry? Go hungry. You don't want to work? You shouldn't eat. Right? You think he was accepting of everybody and everything? Look at when he looked to the adulterous woman beside him. He didn't say, hey, I got you cleared this time. Go have as much sex as humanly possible. No, he looked at her and he said, hey, go sin no more. In other words, what she was doing. Oh, my God, Jesus called something a sin. He called her adulterous, affair sin. So don't you think, for those of you who like to throw Jesus in my face, don't you think if Jesus thought the adulterous affair was sin then, he would think it was sin today? So don't start giving me the self-righteous garbage that you try to throw out there. And try to justify it by a Jesus that not only do you not know, you couldn't find his name in the Bible, and it's all over the place in there. And then they, you know, in California, you got a bunch of these people running around going, you know, racism rampant in California at the city council meetings. And whose name do they use as the basis to prove that these groups are racist? The Southern Poverty Law Center. The most racist group in the country. Because if you believe in Jesus, you're a racist. Right? If you believe in your God and willing to espouse your God, you're a racist. Right? These guys don't do anything to speak of. They've not spent any real money in hunting down racism. You know, you do a little fact-finding on these guys, and you can find out what a scam they really are. And it's nothing more, you know, you might as well put it in the same Soros group as Move On and Media Matters. They're all the same now. They're not interested in what works for Americans. They're interested in how to kill, take down, and squelch the conservative movement. Seriously. When you hear these guys or see these guys and see, who did we had somebody on the show from Campus Reform. And because she had written stories about what was going on campuses in the gay and lesbian community and other places, she was labeled a racist, a homophobe. It's asinine. Because they keep doing that. They think they're going to... If you give in, if you back down because they call you a name, then you know what? You're as much at fault as allowing this to happen as they are. When somebody calls you a racist, you say, whoa, specifically, what racism did I do? Well, you don't want them here because they're Hispanic. No. I don't want white people here either. I don't want anybody who comes over the border. I don't care what color they are, how tall, how short, how fat, how thin. I don't want them here if they're willing to break the law to get here. I am not interested in having them here. And this joke today about the government, what a lie that was. The government lost track of, can't find, lost 1,500 kids that came over the border last year. Morons! They came over with their parents illegally. Under Obama, over 90% of the people that were issued, catch and release slips, they had to come back to court. Over 90% of them never showed up for their court date. You weren't outraged by that, were you? This is why I say, you on the far left, you're not honest. You're not being honest about it. You think by as long as you keep yelling and you yell louder than the other person, that your point's going to be taken. Well, guess what? Most of us, the majority of us now, even people on your own team, are tired of your antics. They're tired of the joke, and it is a joke. And it's not working anymore, which is making you even crazier. Do you know why the Republicans will keep the House and the Senate, the presidency in the next election? Because you have no message. You have nothing. What you have is impeach Trump. That's what you have. You have are going to raise your taxes. That's what you have. Nancy Pelosi, she's not mad because a little person isn't getting more money or might get hurt. She's mad because she lives in California, and the new tax plan is going to cost her millions of dollars. Yes, her rich white behind is going to cost her millions of dollars. So when she said she lied to you and you guys swallowed it, when she said it's only going to help the rich, she is incorrect. And when I think it was CNN and CBS sat down, or MSNBC sat down to do that when that tax law first passed, they were dumbfounded. Because what we were telling them was true. Unlike the line, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. And then remember when he came back to fix that? He said what I said was. And then when he saw that there was 385 hours of tape for him saying the opposite, he said what I meant was. They're very specific when they change the words. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list.
So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, really quick, last night we had a little technical difficulty in the first segment of the first hour. And I spent some time putting it together, and I think some of you will appreciate it. So in this last segment here, I'm going to play that. Because, again, I really believe that you need to hear it, and you need to hear it as it was going to go off, and it has to do with Memorial Day. And so indulge me, bear with me, and please don't go no place.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalism.
No. Today is Memorial Day. Now, that stupid stuff that I usually do, you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, I think we should give it the credit and the honor it's due. What do you think? Everybody with me? Now, you know, we hear these young people, and I'm not just going to blame young people, it's old people too. Today is Memorial Day. Some of you have sat on the couch, can't move around anymore. Sit out by the pool, can't move around. Why you're listening to me while you're sitting on the couch, I don't know. But today's the day to give honor to whom honor is due. Today's the day to really think about the people, the one in front of you, the one before you, to just give you the freedom to be stupid, to be smart, to go to college, not to go to college. The whole show tonight is dedicated in some way, shape, manner, or form to those who went before us. We'll be playing clips of extremely low IQ people, and we'll be playing clips from pretty smart people. But I really want to keep it kind of not down. That's not the goal here. The goal here, though, is to make sure you understand what the day is about. That you understand who went before you and why you have the rights and the abilities that you do have. Now, many of you have heard TAPS over and over and over and over and over and over again. But by a raise of your hands, how many of you know that TAPS has words to it? Not just a bugler who plays a couple of notes. There's actually real words to that song. So, before we go any further, before I get into more of what this is all about, I want you to hear the words to it. You should hear the words to it. You should know the words to it. And you know what? You know, thank a family who gave it all for you and me.
Day is done. Gone the sun. From the lakes, from the hills, from the sky. All is well safely. Rest. God is nigh. Fading light dims the sight, and a star gems the sky, gleaming bright from afar. Falls the night. Thanks and praise for our days. Neath the sun, neath the stars, neath the sky, as we go this we know. God is nigh.
Now, thanks for indulging me. Seriously. We have forgotten what the day's about. You know, I'm watching the news. We do this every day, 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday. We make fun of those people that don't know what's going on around them, have no clues what it really means to be an American. You know, I recently had somebody say to me that I was a hypocrite because when it comes to the Pledge of Allegiance, well, they took the term liberty and justice for all. The term liberty and justice for all, in my humble little opinion, really isn't for all. It's not for Ukrainians. It's not for the Chinese. It's not for the Japanese. It's not for the Saudis. It's not for the Iranians. It's for Americans. People who came here, fought here, want to be part of the freedom. They want to be part of the culture. Now, that doesn't mean, as I told a story earlier this week, an Iranian, young Iranian lady that I met, that came here, started a business here, loves this country, considers herself now an American. Right? So when we talk about this national anthem and the people who went before us, you talk about freedom, liberty, justice for all Americans. Do all human beings deserve liberty and justice? Sure they do. Do all human beings deserve a chance, an opportunity? Of course they do. But when you're in a country that doesn't afford those things, and you're not willing to do and work and take on and do what it takes to move away, to get away, to strive and push for a better life, and don't give me that stuff they don't want to, because there's plenty of ways to get here. If you're not willing to work for it, why should I just hand it to you? Liberty and justice for all is for all Americans. Whether you were born here, came here legally, and want to be part of this beautiful and wonderful country. Again, I say, liberty and justice for all Americans. Those men and women who gave their lives in the wars over the years in which we celebrate Memorial Day, they did give it for all. They gave it for people who wanted freedom. Now you need to take advantage of that freedom. You need to be part of that freedom. We'll be back in a few minutes. Another little piece of history. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Because we, you know, again, you could tell it touched me to the point where we've forgotten what this stuff is all about. I did not know. Anybody know where the 21-gun salute originated? So, from what I read, because I do a little research when I do these things. I know some of you think I do it all off the cuff, but apparently, during the Civil War, because it was so bloody and so nasty and so terrible, that as the fighting field got littered with dead bodies, they would call a temporary truce so that they could remove the dead bodies and bury them properly. And the 21-gun salute, or the 21 shots, if you would, were not just to honor the dead, but let the other side know they were done. How cold. I mean, I get it. It's war. But I had never known that before. So yesterday, with everything going on, and you know, people barbecuing and doing what they were doing, and some of you, I appreciate some of you trying to join the show yesterday, and I apologize for the bad video. Just bad from a technology standpoint all the way around. But I do appreciate the time that you spent trying to get in, trying to stay on, and that kind of stuff. Teach your kids. Teach your nieces, your nephews. Teach your young ones, your not-so-young ones, your granddaughters, grandsons. Teach them what the day was about. Please. And then you have America's birthday coming up. Teach them what that day was about. Because you know the left is going to be screaming about how bad and how nasty and what a hateful country we are. Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, I appreciate the time you're spending with us. I got so much coming up after the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.